today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, it was great that we checked in with intern Matt the other day and recorded with Sam, but I'm worried about Sammy and Mary, too.
No need to worry, Patrick. We're going to check in with them soon. In fact, we're going to talk to Sammy right now.
That's great. But isn't she in California?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. I'll see you in 3 hours.
Okay, Patrick, so in this time of remote recording where even you and I cannot be in the same room.
It's a bummer, man.
We also thought it'd be a good idea to check in on other members of the Suburbs Pod team and see how they're holding up, right? Mm-hmm. And the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And today we are checking in with intern Sammy out in California. Samantha Reed, how are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. How about you guys?
We're hanging in there, Sammy. How has it been? Well, tell everyone where you are first. You're in California, but what part of the state?
So I'm in Alameda County, which is like the Bay Area, the East Bay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how has it been there kind of in general? Have you guys been locked down for about 6 weeks?
It's been a while. Yeah. I think the first shelter in place was told to be done about March 17th. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time. And I actually, I had been in Disneyland the week before.
Wow.
And I got super sick. And so
Did you really?
Yeah, I've been home since the 12th of March. So
wow.
A long time.
Yeah. But you weren't tested for the virus.
I was not. So I'm unconfirmed. I don't know what I had. It might have been the flu. It might have been something else.
Ooh.
Well, you know, my wife, Sheila, also had a similar situation in early March. She missed 2 days of work and had a fever, which is very unusual for her. And it was a Thursday, Friday, missed those 2 days, stayed home, obviously on the weekend. And then we don't know, you know, she got well enough to go back on Monday, but it's hard to say.
No, man. Yeah. It's a weird time to be sick with whatever
you are sick with.
So can I just give like one shout out to all the healthcare and medical workers and essential workers in the Rock and the Suburbs community and the world. Just thank you for doing your work, everybody. It's much needed and much appreciated.
Amen. We don't say that enough, you know, for those people that are out there. Yeah,
for sure. Absolutely.
Totally. Well, we're glad you're doing okay. What has been getting you through these times, you know, lockdown?
Yeah, I've been taking on a lot of work projects, so maybe too many. And then I've also been watching, I've noticed when I'm stressed, I watch a lot of things that I've already watched before. Mm. It's like a kind of a therapy thing to know that I know how it's going to end.
Yeah, comforting.
I know that it's, I know it's like going to be happy in the end, but I've been watching like old TV shows like The Nanny and Cheers and made me start thinking about like the theme songs of all these older TV shows where people actually wrote theme songs specific to the shows. And I like that.
That's very cool. The Cheers theme, right, Jim? Man, that won't get stuck in your head for sure. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
That's a classic. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. We got time. We can talk about this. So the funny thing about TV theme songs, I think, you know, they got rid of them probably somewhere in the 2000s, I guess, probably is when it really started to sort of go away. And I understand it was a lot of it had to do with just to get another minute of time or whatever into the show itself, that they were spending too much time on these theme songs. But also I also think there's another dynamic at play here too, especially today, which is now with streaming and you can just like binge watch shows or watch whatever you want, whenever you want. You don't need to be sort of like, you don't need the show to be reset every time anymore. And I think that was a bigger thing back in the past where like you couldn't necessarily watch a whole season of a show because if you didn't see one episode when it was on TV, or didn't set your VCR, whatever, right? Like you would miss that, right?
Right.
And so people just kind of would like watch a lot more kind of random TV. And it was sort of like, well, what's this show about? Well, sit right back and you'll hear a tale. Yeah. You know what I mean? They would tell you what the show is, you know, and the thing. And yeah. Cheers was kind of like that. It wasn't exactly telling you the story of the show, but it was, you know, the place where everybody knows your name. Like they were immediately putting in your head, oh, I get it. It's that show, you know? So anyway, that's sort of my theory on TV theme songs.
It's a good observation, Jim, because it's given rise to any of us who, you know, like Sammy said, stream shows. You got the skip intro tab there, right? When you start the next episode, it's like, skip it. I don't need to see the, you know, the whole intro of Flight of the Conchords again or something like
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So right. Tell people, Sammy, what is it that you do for our show?
I edit the episodes. Yeah, not all of them. You guys do, and Mary does a great job as well. So, yes. But I do help.
Oh, you yeah. more than help. You do a great job with this stuff. So,
oh,
and it's
you.
It's so fantastic. Appreciated and so needed. And it may come as a surprise, I think, to some people that we actually edit the episodes, but we do that, right? So, and just imagine what you'd be hearing if it was just the raw feed, right?
One day we'll give Sammy and Mary their true props by doing a side-by-side presentation of the raw audio and the actual edit to see what they actually right. do, the magic they bring. Yeah. There's a 5-minute coughing fit from Patrick, and he started talking about, you know, antennas. Like, I don't know what's wrong with
it. I like to leave the sidebars in. I think they're fun.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes, yes. Or sometimes, you know, Sammy does a really good job of cutting that part out and then tacking it on at the end. The little That's Easter right, egg at yeah. the end.
The Easter eggs, yeah. Sammy, is your day job also involve audio editing work?
It does. I have kind of a few jobs. Cool. I'm a freelance audio editor and producer.
Sweet.
And then I also work as a community manager for a podcast staffing company and hybrid production company. And then I'm also a project manager for a podcast. So I help out with that.
Wow, cool.
And some of this may be redundant information for everyday listeners, because we did do an episode with Sammy. It was kind of like meet right. Sammy a while back, but it's good refresher for that. And also you have a cat, right, Sammy?
I have a cat. His name is Joey, and he's very large.
Seen some pictures of him on our internal Slack communication.
And now, do you have other pets too, or just the cat?
I have two dogs as well.
That's what I thought. Okay, so you have a dog and a cat. Sweet. I saw a very funny thing the other day where somebody posted like a little, it was like a fake little newspaper op-ed side by side, you know, like a pro-con kind of column, right? Mm-hmm. And one was written by a cat and one was written by a dog, and the cat was like, it's time to get America back to work. And the dog was like, can we all work at home forever? Right? So you're noticing that dynamic in That's your house? Funny. Like the cat would rather you just leave. Like, what is happening here? Why are these people here all the time, every day? And the dogs are like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Well, I work, I've been remote for 3 years, so they're all used to me being home all the time, but my dogs do love it.
You know, it's interesting, Sammy. I've also been working at home for about the same amount of time now. And, you know, once you get over sort of the initial self-discipline things, and some may say I never have gotten over those initial things, and I'm still very undisciplined, but
depends on the day.
Yeah, that's very true. What are the things you've sort of missed the most about the change we've all undergone?
The ability to like go to a coffee shop
and work. Yeah,
I didn't do it very often, but just like I knew I had the chance to do it. And then I have some like family and friends in the area that I can't see.
Right. You know, that's really interesting, because one of the things I would do like to sort of break up the day or treat myself a little is I would take my midday break and walk up there and sit down in a restaurant and just have lunch by myself. And I really miss, you know, being able to take that break and get a little walk and actually just have that different dining experience where you don't have to cook or clean up or you know, do any of those things. So one thing that people that are living with me have noticed since they've been home, and it's not unusual for them, is that I eat all the time, and they're always criticizing me for eating all the food. So it's different now. You just can't constantly eat because it's harder to get the food.
I've definitely, my jeans are a little tighter, but
so you mentioned, the comfort TV that you have, right? Is it the same thing with music? Do you find that you go back to, like, you know, older music or more familiar music, I guess, is some way to kind of get you through this, or not? Is it different in that sense?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that I've been listening to before. And I'll listen to an album just on repeat instead of, like, going to a playlist on Spotify or something.
And why do you think that is?
I think partly because I'm having difficulty concentrating more these days. And so knowing that the song, it's kind of like when you put a single song on repeat, you can almost tune it out, but it's still there. So if I put an album on repeat, it's not as boring as a single song on repeat, but right. I know that what's going to come, and it's a little easier to kind of zone out and focus on what I'm actually supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And what would be some go-to albums for you?
Right now is Jesus by Lily Allen, which I think was one of my picks.
It was.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that on repeat. Somebody remind me where I am, Miami or Timbuktu. Did I ever tell you my uncle's monkey ran away from the zoo? Would you tell me what this all means? What happens if I go through that door? Cause I'm looking up at the ceiling, but it's turning into the floor. Ooh, when I'm bored, I kinda drift away. I'm not sure. Mostly it's been that one of late, the last like 2 or 3 weeks. But let me see what my Spotify has to say.
Spotify knows all.
Yeah. And then I've been listening to Mike Golden and Friends, which was this week's pick.
Yep.
I used to listen to that. I think it's just one person in college.
I really like that song. I'd never heard of that group. And for folks who may not know what we're talking about, you can subscribe to our newsletter for free. And each week we have picks from Jim and myself and all of our interns for what they're listening to that week. And it's different from the new music picks because it's not something new. It can be anything. So it's right. really cool to kind of go back and see, you know, what people choose and what they're listening to. But yeah, Sammy chose Mike Golden and Friends, a song called Under the Moon from an album called Groceries, I believe. I really liked that. So definitely not just to, you know, sell our newsletter, but it's really cool to get different choices from the interns.
Yeah.
Fear of God's walking upon us now, tricking the faint, because we all know things change. Don't preach that best to me. Take a
But seriously, get the newsletter.
Yeah, people. You should get it.
You won't regret it. It's pretty awesome. Also, I like to think of that section of the newsletter as kind of like when you would go into a record store and they would have like staff recommendations.
Yeah, that's exactly right? It.
Like,
yeah.
They'd have like a little section of the wall that was like staff recommendations, and it wasn't always necessarily new stuff. Yeah. They could be like, you know, an older album as well, but it was just like stuff that they wanted you to pay attention to, right? And stuff that they really liked. And so that's what that section of the newsletter is to me.
I always wanted to have a staff pick, but I never worked traditional store, so that's cool. I like that.
I think there's some sitcom, I don't know what it is, where they have this discussion of, oh, maybe it's Seinfeld. I think it's on Seinfeld. Where,
yeah.
Yeah, where they go to the video store. Oh, you're like an Eric guy, huh? Oh, no, I go for Sammy's picks. And these are like these long, emotional, like movies that Elaine gets into, right? That's very cool. What a great comparison.
A fun fact about that, the song I did pick this week is he recorded it in the bathtub.
Really? That's interesting. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again with that in mind.
Yeah, when you listen to the whole album, you can kind of tell, but yeah.
I did cue it up. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I love the cover of the album. I think it's so appropriate. I actually chose that for the image in our newsletter this week because, you know, the idea of like wiping your groceries down these days when you bring them in the house. I love that there's all this food that's wrapped up. It's really mm-hmm. cool. Individual pat of butter wrapped up in each pancake. And now imagine if your internet went out. And what's that? What is that like? Then you get scared. That's what happened to me.
Audiobooks for days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's weird. You know, like you were saying, Sammy, if there was, you know, as a stay-at-home worker, a thunderstorm, you know, or some situation where you lost power, you could just get in the car or walk up to a coffee shop and sit there and work. But nowadays you can't do that. So, yeah. That's a big thing. I used to do that some mornings to take a break as well. Just go up to the Rare Bird coffee shop and sit there for a while. But no. So,
yeah. Makes it difficult.
Yeah, it definitely does. I guess, you know, not to get too deep, but like I've been sort of thinking about like what did I used to do or haven't been able to do that I was kind of like, I didn't really need to do that. It's not that important to me, you know. Mm-hmm. Has any of those things kind of, you know, come to mind for you?
Do you have an example here, Patrick, that might help?
Yeah. I mean, without getting, you know, too into it, you know, I would, you know, definitely spend a lot of time looking up information on things that I probably didn't really need to be doing. You know what I mean? Like I would spend a lot of time if I came across something saying like, oh, I need to know the whole history of this right now. And I would stop everything I was doing and like, you know, read a Wikipedia article and like look it up in my music book or something like that. And I found that that was probably not the best use of my time, you know. I probably, like you were saying, Sammy, I think it's interesting. It's been a little more difficult for you to concentrate. Mm-hmm. It's actually been easier for me to concentrate lately because I've sort of tried to, you know, let those kind of superfluous things go and really try to focus on what I'm trying to get done that day. Mm-hmm. Whereas before I would, this is turning into like a therapy session. I would be working
on
like, yeah, just keep going. I would be working on like five or six things at the same time. You know what I mean? And like move them all a little bit. And now I've tended to try to finish something, you know, because, you know, again, without getting too deep, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So,
yeah, man, I've actually been interested in creating some sort of like audio time capsule.
Oh, really?
Because this is such a weird, unprecedented time. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be good to just get like the thoughts of people around how they're feeling. Well, what is like actually going through their mind and what they are, the things that they took for
granted
yep. is, yeah. And it's just like things that you, like going to a coffee shop that you'd never really thought about being something that meant something to you until it was taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a cool idea. I love that.
I'm happy that, you know, at least one thing that I don't have to do right now is constantly drive my son to things. It seemed like that took up, you know, a huge amount of my time because he was always like, I want to go to this friend's house. I want to go to this friend's house. Now, can you come pick me up? Now, can I go to this, you know, whatever, we're going to go play basketball or such, such a park, whatever, drive me to that. I don't have to do that. So that's one thing. Now,
that's interesting.
But here's the other thing, getting back to what we were talking about TV. I did kind of think like, oh, you know what? I'm going to read more because now I don't have my commute and, you know, I got a little more time on my hands and I'm going to read more and everything. I think I've learned that I need more discipline because I think back in the day before streaming video, if there was nothing on TV, then there was just nothing, you know, that you wanted to watch on TV. And you go like, okay, well, I'll go read a book. Now there's always something on TV. There is never not something you don't want to watch. That was a very awkwardly worded sentence. But you know what I'm saying? There's always TV now. And so I find that I'm just, you know, taking that extra amount of time I have in my day and just sitting and watching more TV. And I don't think that's necessarily what I would recommend people do with their time. But that's so far what I've been doing.
I don't know. For me, anyone who follows me on Twitter has seen that I've been working a lot in the backyard. I, you know, it's kind of been interesting to discover things that like are a little simpler than, you know, like I was saying, like I have to have all the information about this right now. You know, like it's, I've been trying to appreciate things that are a little more, you know, slowed down and a little more simple, which is kind of nice. Some would call it obsessive compulsive. Going out and raking the same square of grass that you've already raked three times.
But there's also this kind of, I guess, stigma around this time where everyone is like, you have to be productive. You have to think of something, like you have to be doing something you've always wanted to be doing. And you just didn't think you had the time for. And I don't think that's fair because everyone reacts to stress in different ways. And so if watching TV is the only way that you can feel not stressed, then you shouldn't feel guilty about doing that.
I'm with
that.
You. Great there point. You go. You've turned me around on this. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're my favorite therapist.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. So, well, hang in there. We'll get through this, right?
Yep.
It's all good. And it's been, you know, a pleasure working with you remotely already. So that hasn't really changed the dynamic of the show. So that's a good thing, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're strong that way. And hopefully a package will soon be landing on your doorstep from us.
Ooh, I love working the suburbs package.
It is on the way.
Yeah. And then I also want to say, too, you must appreciate that so many of our listeners have connected with the interns, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's totally.
Very unexpected. Yes. I'm used to being the like man behind the curtain kind of like complete. Right. Ignored. So it's very nice to be appreciated. Thank you, community.
making things happen, like we said, without people really realizing how it gets to be that way, you know. And Jim and I were having an interesting conversation about the NFL draft, because I was really looking forward to that and missed it because our power went off. But I was able to watch some of it yesterday. And also, you know, I've got it on in the background today. But the way the people that are using to technology to put that together with all these different cameras and all these people and all these tons of different locations is really kind of incredible. And it's similar to our show. I mean, everybody thinks it's just me doing most of the work and Jim like occasionally throwing his comments in there.
Yeah.
But it's really not that way. It definitely takes a team of us to get it all done. So I'm so glad all the, you know, quote unquote behind the scenes people get credit.
I agree. And it warms my heart every time somebody calls in and says, you know, hey, Jim and Patrick and the interns, right? They always make sure you get that little bit in. And then it became such a thing that like we were slow to even realize like, well, then why don't we have the interns on like for the new music picks or stuff like that? Like, people want to hear from them. Like, what are we doing here? So
I know.
I thank the listeners for that. Right.
I will say, I don't always know what to say when I'm doing my new music pick. Cause like Sam is, intern Sam is very eloquent, I would say, knows exactly what to say. He like goes into history and like how he feels about the music and what the music is saying. And I'm like, ew, I felt something. And I liked it.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, and here's the thing I would say to that is, so Sam is his own kind of breed of person, right? He does. He likes, and God bless him, he likes to like give you a little history lesson with every pick that he makes. And I think that's great. And that works for him. But that's not the requirement. It really could just be about, it really should just be, you know, why you like it. Like why you think that's worthy of sharing with someone else. And so that's really just about how, you know, what you like about that particular piece of music as much as anything.
And along those lines, I will say that last week we had a wonderful episode where one of our listeners, Paul Trapp, sent intern Sam a CD that he was pretty sure intern Sam had never heard, and intern Sam reacted to it. So I'll say to our listeners, our community, same challenge. If you want to send something to Sammy, you know, let us know. We'd love to have her react to something you think she may not have ever heard before. I think that would be great.
It's highly likely I have not heard it.
Well, here's the first question I have on that is, do you have the means to play physical media?
I think I have a CD player.
Okay.
Can you hear my dog in the background?
Yeah. Yes.
There's stuff on the couch and he wants to be on it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I have a record player.
That's okay. The dog really wants Sammy. So that's okay.
I want attention.
We'll figure this out. But But that would be the only, because you do most of your listening just streaming music, right? You don't.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
You don't put a CD in. Okay. Well, it's good to hear that things are going relatively well out there in California. I know it's, you know, it's tough for everyone these days, but sounds like you have a lot occupying your time at least, which probably helps.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
By design, yes.
Yes. All right. Very good. Okay. And is there a song maybe we should play out with? I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. What would be something you think that you've been listening to a lot that people should hear?
So based on the whole like sitcom thing, What We Do in the Shadows, which was like a New Zealand movie, was turned into a TV show. And I really like the theme song from that, which is You're Dead by Norma Taniga. So, yeah.
It's so funny you say this. I watched the first season of that show. I haven't yet watched any of the second season, but that song is so great that I remember at the time looking it up, like, what is that song?
Yeah.
But now it's been a while, so I've completely forgotten. But it is an older song, right?
She was like a folk pop kind of singer in the 60s, and she had like a one-hit wonder, something about cats and rain or dogs or something. And then kind of the thing I read said something about her being like, she fell to the wayside in a way that even the 60s hadn't seen or something like that. But
Norma Taniga. Do you know this singer-songwriter, Patrick?
I do not, no.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay.
This is great. Okay, so we will play out with that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Sammy.
And we'll talk to everyone later.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the fire. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world.
Well, at least you're wearing them. Yeah, because I stopped wearing pants completely. You can edit that part out.
I've heard a lot of people say that they're like people who are wearing jeans during quarantine. What are you trying to prove? And I'm like,
yeah. Wearing a belt? What's wrong with you?
I don't wear belts. Show off.